A power shutoff that would have left tenants without hallway lights, laundry facilities and hydro flowing to common spaces at John Wesley Apartments, one of three properties owned by an infamous Sault Ste. Marie landlord, has been averted. Residents at the 21-unit rental property received letters from Puck Distribution Inc. Wednesday, informing them a scheduled June 14 disconnection of power has now been cancelled, according to a copy of the notice obtained by Sue today. On Monday, tenants received a letter from Puck notifying them of the scheduled disconnection, which the power distributor attributed to an outstanding issue with the property owner. It's just the latest turn of events for the building's landlord, Jim Bruno, whose numbered company was placed in collections by the city of Sault Ste. Marie over non-payment of $180,000 after being found guilty of 7 provincial fire code offenses at John Wesley Apartments. Bruno is also being sued by CIBC for $1.95 million after allegedly defaulting on mortgages attached to the 21-unit rental property. As Sue Today first reported, the bank is looking to take possession of the apartment building as part of the lawsuit, court documents show. John Wesley Apartments is currently on the selling block for nearly $3 million and is being touted as an investment opportunity in a great central location and close to many amenities, according to a real estate listing. In an interview with Sue Today, Ward 4 Councillor Marchie Bruni said he has received several complaints about the building and has relayed concerns from tenants about an overall lack of property maintenance to city building officials and bylaw enforcement on more than one occasion. Bruni, who is a member of the Police Services Board, has also relayed concerns about drug use on the property to Sault Ste. Marie Police Service Chief Hugh Stevenson. Prior there were no issues there, until ownership was changed, Bruni said during a telephone interview Wednesday, adding that he has attempted to reach out to the property owner but can't seem to find a way to contact him directly. The tenants shouldn't have to live like that. No tenant should live like that, especially when the owner is not taking care of the property, the building, etc. Bruni said. Bruno has not responded to multiple interview requests from Sue Today.